Why seek you to kill me? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. Your Excellency, Reverend Fathers, and dear faithful and children, the quote that I started off with comes today from our Lenten proper last gospel. And what did it come from? Well, you see, our Lord, he went up to the temple and he started teaching the people that were there in the temple. And when they did these things, he knew of the wickedness in the hearts of the Pharisees. And he knew that they wanted to kill him for healing people on the Sabbath day. See, Jesus worked miracles when it was time to, when even if it was on the Sabbath, it still was a better thing to do to work the miracles and do charity than it was to not do the work. And so he knew that they had this wickedness in their heart, and yet our Lord continued to teach them anyways there in the temple. It didn't stop him at all because he loved them and he wanted to save their souls. Our saint for today followed this example of our Lord in such a great way. Saint Patrick was most likely born around the year of 385 in Wales, which is a country in England, near England. And when he was only 16 years old, the barbarians came and raided his village and kidnapped him and brought him back to Ireland as a slave. And there, when he got there, they treated him very, very poorly. They would beat him and they would threaten him and they would give him very meager rations for food. He could hardly had enough to eat, and it was usually something that was kind of rotten. And they made him be, because he's a slave, they made him work as a shepherd. They made him go out into the pastures and take care of the sheep. And he had to stay with them all the time. Day and night, in whatever weather was falling upon him. He had no type of shelter at all. Even when he went to bed at nighttime, he still had to sleep outside in all the elements. And if you know anything about Ireland, it's very cold and rainy very often, like it was a few days ago here. And that's what he had to stay outside in. And it was there, St. Patrick, he was born as a Christian, but he did not grow up very devout. But it was in Ireland, there in captivity, that he started to really learn how to practice his faith, because he had nobody to look to except for God. And so in those very cold and damp days, he would pray long hours, just continually praying throughout all his work as he went about his business. And he continually trusted in God and knew that one day he had a bigger plan and that he would rescue him. And sure enough, after years of being a slave in Ireland, all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, St. Patrick had a dream. And he knew it was an inspiration from God. In that dream, it was that he saw a boat that was going to take him home. And the dream even told him exactly where the boat would be located. Well, St. Patrick knew that he had to set out for this place right away, even though he had never been there. And he found out later that that place was 200 miles away from where he was at that time. But he set out right away and began that journey. And all the while he knew that his captors at that time sought to kill him, because that's what would oftentimes happen to a slave who escaped. They would kill him. Yet he set out without any fear, and one day, finally, he arrived at that port, and lo and behold, the very ship that he saw in his dream was there before him. And so he went to the captain and asked him to please rescue him and take him back home. And the captain, at first, he didn't want anything to do with taking a runaway slave home, and he refused. And St. Patrick pleaded with him, and the captain still refused. So St. Patrick went away, and he did the only thing he knew that he should do, which was pray. And he begged our Lord. He said, "You have led me here, Lord, and you know what is best, so please help me in my need now." And no sooner had his prayers left his lips than all of a sudden the sailors started shouting for him to come aboard. The captain had had a change of heart, and the boat took him home. But when he got back to his home with his family, he didn't go back to his old way of life. Yet St. Patrick continued his very prayerful life. He had learned to love and to trust in God and to pray and sacrifice for him, and he continued doing these things. And sure enough, God wasn't done with Patrick either. He, one night, inspired him again through his dream. And in his sleep, St. Patrick kept hearing these voices. And it was the voices of the Irish calling out to him, telling him to come back to Ireland, come back and preach us the gospel to save our souls. And he knew right away that this was God's mission for him. So he joyfully followed that divine inspiration. He went and found out where he could learn to become a priest. He studied for several years, learning the things that he needed to learn, and was finally ordained. And he returned to Ireland and began to preach. And many times upon his return there, the Druid priests, those were the pagans that worshipped all sorts of different pieces of nature and things like that, the Druid priests and the chieftains, the heads of the clans, they would oftentimes seek to kill St. Patrick. In fact, it was so often that he expected these attacks or plots that he looked to see that for them coming daily. But he said that he never feared because he trusted in the good God, and he knew that whatever came his way was God's will. And so he never feared those attacks, but he expected them. But God protected St. Patrick all the while. Yes, sometimes he was captured and sometimes he was persecuted in some ways, but he never lost his life, and he continued to be able to perform his divine mission of preaching the gospel. And sure enough, he started to convert people more and more. He worked miracles, and more people converted to the true faith. And he got so many conversions before his death among the people of Ireland. And it's the conversion of the country, which was started by St. Patrick, that would eventually change the dynamic of the entire country of Ireland. It would take that island from an island of devil worship and make it into the island of saints. And this, dear children, is how we become saints too. We are always faithful to God and to working for souls, no matter how hard it might be. We make sure that as often as we can, we come to the sacraments. We make sure that we always say our daily prayers, even when it's difficult. We make sure that we always follow the commandments of God, no matter what. And we teach the faith at any opportunity we have. And people may not seek to kill us in our life, but we know that the devil is always out seeking to kill our souls. But we follow St. Patrick. We don't fear. We trust in God. We trust that He will always guide us and always love us and always work to help us to save our souls. And with that trust, and by doing our part of our prayers and sacrifices and being faithful to Him, we surely will, and one day join St. Patrick in heaven forever. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.